Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines, up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I want to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning somatic cell counts in our dairy herds. You know, it's been amazing over the last 10 years how we've lowered the average somatic cell count. However, summertime still tends to be a challenge, so what's the basic thing that we're really fighting? Well, there's really two things that we seem to fight more in the summer. Number one is just exposure to bacteria. Weather's warmer, so bacteria multiply quicker. Keep in mind that infections of the udder all start with bacteria making its way into the udder through the teat canal. We also have things like flies that are around, and again, those spread bacteria to teat ends if that's where they decide to land, and in some cases, feed. So, what are some practical things that we can do on our dairy farm to try to reduce somatic cell count, or at least minimize the effect of summer on somatic cell count in our herd? Well, one of the first things you really need to think about is the fact that the cows are going to be laying. So, where are they going to be laying, and how can we keep those areas as clean as possible to try to reduce the overall bacteria load that might be exposed to the animal? Some other things we might think about in the milking parlor, making sure that we're still doing a good job with applying pre-dip and also cleaning the animals prior to milking so that we minimize the amount of bacteria that might be exposed to the teat end during the milking process. And then finally, just making sure that we have an effective post-dip that we're using. This will ensure that the bacteria do not attack the teat end following milking. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to minimize the exposure of bacteria to the teat ends of our dairy cows this summer.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.